Let's dive into something that's been making waves lately, the Coinbase Premium Index. It's honestly one of the most fascinating real-time metrics out there for tracking Bitcoin demand.
Exactly. At its core, it's a straightforward calculation that measures the percentage price difference between Coinbase, which is heavily US-focused, and Binance, which serves a global audience. You just take the Coinbase price, subtract the Binance price, divide by the Binance price, and multiply by 100.
I love how clean that is. And because Coinbase really caters to American retail and institutional clients, while Binance handles the rest of the world, this index brilliantly isolates domestic buying pressure. It cuts through all the global price noise to show us exactly where the actual capital is flowing.
Precisely. The central thesis here is that this index has evolved into a highly reliable proxy for U.S. institutional capital flows. As traditional finance players, like spot Bitcoin ETFs, hedge funds, and corporate treasuries, increasingly execute trades on regulated domestic platforms, a sustained positive premium signals genuine, long-term structural accumulation rather than just short-term retail speculation.
That's such a powerful distinction. And on the flip side, when we see negative premiums, it usually points to cooling U.S. demand or profit-taking, with global markets stepping in to absorb that supply and stabilize prices.
Right, but interpreting it effectively requires recognizing its behavioral patterns. A sustained positive premium typically marks healthy accumulation phases, which often align with new financial product launches or broader bull market trends. Meanwhile, sharp upward spikes usually reflect urgent institutional buying triggered by macroeconomic shifts, regulatory clarity, or heavy ETF inflows.
And when it dips into negative territory, that's often a signal of a local market top, weakening momentum, or buying leadership shifting overseas. To get the most out of it, traders really need to cross-reference it with volume data and broader macro trends.
Absolutely. For instance, a rising premium alongside flat prices often reveals quiet domestic accumulation right before a breakout. Conversely, a declining premium paired with dropping volume serves as an early warning that momentum is fading.
It's incredible how much clarity it brings. And we can't ignore that pivotal milestone in 2026 when the index hit a historic record high. That peak wasn't just a number. It marked a fundamental structural shift in the crypto market.
It confirmed that U.S. institutional demand had officially transitioned from speculative interest to core portfolio allocation. The record demonstrated that domestic buying power, backed by clearer regulatory frameworks and compliant financial infrastructure, had become the primary engine for Bitcoin price discovery.
So, for anyone looking to put this into practice, what are the critical takeaways?
First, this index cuts through the noise to reveal true institutional appetite, making it indispensable for tracking capital flows and identifying cycle shifts. But second, it should never be used in isolation.
That's so important. Temporary distortions from exchange-specific liquidity constraints or funding rate disparities can definitely skew things, so it has to be integrated into a broader analytical framework alongside price action and on-chain metrics.
Exactly. And third, monitoring it helps pinpoint key accumulation phases and momentum reversals, enabling much more precise position management and risk adjustment.
I'm really excited to see how this plays out as traditional finance continues to integrate with digital assets. It's going to be such a foundational tool for navigating Bitcoin's evolving market dynamics.
Agreed. Used correctly, it gives investors and traders the confidence and precision they need to stay ahead of the curve.